think starting this weekend, and for the next, I think, two or three weekends, most of our Gospels will be based on the different parables that Jesus shared with his disciples. And I think it's always important to know that whenever we have a parable or a story in the Gospel, the story really is about God, is about how God reaches out to us, how God relates with each one of us. That is the heart of the parables that we have in the Gospels. God relating with us, God reaching out to us. Today we have this beautiful story about the sower going out and prodigally just scattering the seeds. And at a very personal level, it reminds me about the little gardens that we have. I'm sure some of you here, you have plants or you have gardens at your home. In our case, at the rectory, Father Matthew and myself and Benjamin, we started this little garden on top of the garage. So whenever you drive by St. Clement's Rectory, just look on top of the garage and you'll see a lot of green kind of coming out lately. But it was a process. And I say it as a process because I'm sure you do the same when you start your own gardens or your own farms. We were very particular on the kind of soil that we were going to use for the garden. The kind of soil that we used, it was not special, but good soil to make sure that the seeds, the plant, will have enough nutrients to grow up in a healthy way. So there's some kind of choosing, some kind of picking the kind of ground, the kind of soil that we think will be productive as far as planting is concerned. In our story today, one of the most surprising things is that the sower did not choose the kind of ground. He just went out and scattered the seed. He did not say that this kind of soil is better. This kind of soil is worth to receive the seed. He was generous enough to just scatter the seed to all kinds of soils, to all kinds of grounds. He just shared the seed generously. And I think it's very important to note that, because that is the kind of God that we have. We have a God who does not choose and say, this person is worth to receive my word. This person is not worthy to receive my graces. We have a God who prodigally shares his word with each one of us, no matter our situation, no matter our circumstances. He reaches out to each one of us with his word. Why is that? God does that because he wants the best for each one of us. No matter who we are, God wants the best for each one of us. And that's why he takes the risk of giving us his word, extending his graces to each one of us. The second thing is, how receptive are we? Because God can reach out to us in very different ways. But if we are closed to his word, then nothing will happen to our lives. If we are not receptive to what God is offering us, then the word becomes ineffective in our lives. And today I have three things that I think can help us to become open, to become more receptive to what God is offering us. The first thing is this: we need to spend time with the Word of God. We need to familiarize ourselves with scriptures. Scripture is the source of what we believe. Scripture is the source of the values that we identify as Christians. In Scripture, God is guiding us. God is telling us what he wants of us. So we need to become aware with scriptures. We need to spend time with scriptures. There's always this notion that Catholics don't know scripture. And it doesn't have to be that way, because scripture is a very important component of our lives. So my brothers and sisters, I encourage you every day to make time and spend it to learn more about God. Spend it with scripture. Learn about your faith. Learn about what God is telling you in the scriptures. The second thing is to pray with scripture. To pray with the word of God. One thing is to know about the word of God. The other thing is to take time and ask ourselves, what is it that God is asking of me through the scriptures that we have today? What is it that God is asking of me through the passages that we read today in our gospel? When we do that, we are praying with the scriptures. We are discerning what God is asking of us, what God wants of us, praying with the scripture. The last thing is actually to let the word of God, to let scripture inform our lives. As we heard in our first reading, Isaiah is telling us that the word of God is the source of our lives. The word of God will always lead us to where God wants us to be. So letting the word of God inform our decisions, inform the way we relate with each other, inform the way we lead our lives. That's very important. Being familiar with scripture, praying with scripture, and letting scripture, the word of God, guide our lives. When we do that, we become more open. We become more receptive of the word of God. God wants the best for each one of us. It doesn't matter who we are, but we need to open up our hearts so that his word can guide us it can bring about transformation in our lives.